Hello, today's episode is a special interview between Ethan Iflis, the voice of Ethan's podcast, and me. Today is Monday, March 13th, 2006. I hope you enjoy. The first event that I wanted to discuss was Jon Stewart moving to iTunes and having that special subscription service.
Yeah, I heard about that.
The multi-pass, that's what they call it. And basically, you get 15 new episodes of The Daily Show, or 16, for $10, which is a lot better than the $2 per episode.
So you're kind of renting the movies?
Well, you kind of are, but you own the movies. Like,
you can have them for, like, ever.
Yeah, you can listen to them whenever you want.
Oh. Well, so that's special.
Yeah, it's cheaper. But you have to buy them in this pack of 15.
Oh, so you can't 16 buy episodes. 16.
Right. Oh. So you, like, buy ahead for the next month, which is cool. They're also doing it for the Colbert Report, which is also by Comedy Central. Yeah. Funny. Alright, and the next thing is the iPod Hi-Fi.
Yes.
And you said before, when I was talking to you, that you were planning on getting the iPod Hi-Fi.
Yes, I have ordered the iPod Hi-Fi. And they haven't come yet.
Now I hear that the music quality is pretty cool.
It is amazing. It's pretty intense.
And I guess you could just carry it anywhere or whatever with the
That's
new...
That's the only thing that kind of stinks. It's a little heavy. And also it needs batteries, which makes it even heavier.
Yeah, like 6D cell batteries or something?
Yep. So it's kind of not mobile.
But I think it's cool how Apple is making its transition into the Apple-related products. Like, you know how they have the skins now and the all these other speakers? I think it's good that Apple is making their own.
Well, I'm glad that they've kind of made their own because it kind of shows their unique kind of style. And it's a really sweet concept, too. It's just like a block, and then you put your iPod on this block. It's so cool.
Yeah, and the buttons are like touch sensitive, which is actually really sweet, isn't it?
Yeah, it's heat sensitive.
Like on the third generation iPod.
Yeah, basically.
And that goes for how much money was it? Because I know it's expensive.
$350 last time I checked.
$350.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. It's something that I'll plan on looking into. I've just got these Altec Lansing travel in motion speakers, around $100. Got them at Costco's.
Costco's.
Actually, they have the iMac 20-inch power PC on Costco for $1,500.
Wait a minute, at Costco's?
At Costco's, which means, and they included the Apple Care or whatever, 3-year warranty.
That's really great. It's funny.
Yeah. Well, I think the only problem is that they're running out of them because Apple's not making them anymore.
They're not?
No, they cut production, actually, I think today.
Oh, really?
Which is very interesting. Oh, that brings us to the next thing. Apple's move to Intel.
Oh, yeah.
Now, this is a major event. They've already released the Mac Mini, the MacBook Pro, and the iMac Spring Edition, or whatever they're calling it, the new iMac.
Yeah.
Turbocharged. Now, what do you feel about this?
Well, actually, my mom was looking into buying a computer herself, and I recommended it for her. I think it's a really good computer. I think that the Intel chip itself is pretty sweet. I think that it's a good move for Mac.
But don't you think they're kind of pushing it with the new Mac Mini 4 times faster and the iMac turbocharged 2 times, 3 times faster?
Yeah, the only thing I think that may go wrong is that it may overheat, just like the Xbox 360.
Well, there were problems with the old iMacs. I've got one. iMac G5, first edition. And they say those overheat just because of the amount of heat that's generated by the G5 chip. I think
Really?
that's why Intel, why Apple moved to Intel, because
Oh.
of the overheating issues.
Yeah, I have a PowerBook G4, but it hasn't ho overheated yet. Yet.
Yeah. And the new Intel Core Duo chip is supposedly 4 times faster than the MacBook Pro, which I think is ridiculous because nothing could really be 4 times faster than what it was before.
I think it may be a little over exaggeration.
Yeah, that's the problem, I think. They should really show how much faster it is in a real life situation.
Yeah, it's kind of like the iPod video. It says it's 60 gigs, but it's really like 58.
I've got that. The 60 gig. Nice.
Yeah. But you have it in black.
It is very nice, I'd say. What else was I going to say? Oh. I think it's nice how they're continually selling the PowerPC along with the Mac Mini or along with the other iPod. I can't talk right now. You explain.
Yeah, I don't understand the Macintosh PC though.
What do you mean?
I don't understand the concept of it. Is it like a Windows computer?
The Macintosh PC.
Yeah, the Mini Mac, the Mini
Oh, the
PC,
Mac
I
Mini.
mean.
Wait.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean the because there's a mini PC and then there's a Mac Mini. A mini
Yeah.
PC was made to like copy the Mac Mini because it was such a small, beautiful thing, supposedly.
Oh. Wait, but is it a Windows product? Is it
It's
like.
made by some company. Oh, are you talking about the new Microsoft's new mini PC that they announced,
Yeah.
like Origami or whatever?
Yeah, something like that. What
That's
is that?
actually it's a cool product. If you go to www.microsoft.com, they
Been on there in years.
yeah, Vista is very nice actually. Like, even though it's a copy of Mac OS at its current state. But this new Origami, or that's what it was codenamed, is actually pretty interesting. It's a mini PC. It's basically a 7 inches diagonal screen, and it's basically a PC that you can just use anywhere. It's not as nice looking as the iPod, which Microsoft has a tendency to overbuild stuff like that. It is a new market. The big thing was the new marketing strategy by Microsoft to get to it, because they made this website and they were like advertising it like 3 weeks in advance, and they had it like come here next week to view the next episode where they give out hints about what it's gonna be. Basically, it all just came to be a mini PC, like kind of like a tablet.
Yeah, I was reading some book about the history of the iPod, and they said that when they announced the first iPod, all it said on the invitation was, "It's not a Mac." I found that kind of interesting.
Yeah. It is actually cool to see how these different companies advertise different things. Like Apple's advertising is very smooth and streamlined, whereas Microsoft's is more like, okay, this is what we're going to be producing at this time, or and then they'll delay it, which is really ridiculous. Like, I think Windows Longhorn, as they called it before, was supposed to come out a year ago, or this winter, but then they had to move it back and they called it Vista or something, because they keep on changing the code names. It's really ridiculous.
Wait, so what was the Longhorn?
Windows Vista used to be called Windows Longhorn.
Yeah, it's funny how they use all these crazy code names.
Is that it?
I guess that's about it.
Nothing new in the Mac world that you felt like mentioning?
Nothing much. I hear that, well, don't quote me, but there are rumors that there's a new iPod being formulated at this time.
Yeah, like they're gonna turn the iPod sideways and it'll take up the full screen.
Yeah, and then they're gonna add like a pad and make it sort of like a gaming thing that you can actually save games onto the hard drive.
I don't know about that one. I think it'll be more like a touch sensitive iPod.
That would be sweet, like a Palm Pilot iPod. It's a good idea.
Yeah, well, look, I think it would supposedly, potentially, could be coming out in April at this media event that they're supposedly holding.
Yeah. Yet another iPod to add to my collection.
here's one. They've always had these competitions, or recently, to hack Windows so it'll run on Mac. And now it's, like, easier because Intel, the new Intel chip.
Oh, really? Wait a minute. Isn't there, like, a Windows emulator so that you can run Windows products on a Mac?
Yeah, Windows PC, yeah, there's something like that. Yeah. But this is, so you'll basically just, it'll run right directly on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's pretty insane.
And supposedly it was just hacked, like, today. But I guess you're going to have to pay to learn how to do this. And nobody knows any information except for the guy who hacked it, I guess.
Well, he's one lucky guy.
Well, you're running Windows. I'm not sure if you're that lucky.
Yeah, true. He's, like, vulnerable to every virus known to man now.
Yeah, that would be a bad move by Apple if they got Windows running on it.
Yeah.
Think of all, like, the holes and the Windows interface.
It'd be a mess.
And it's not as nice, I don't think, the Windows interface when compared to the Mac.
Yeah, I don't like Windows layouts either. I think Mac is so much easier to, like, maneuver around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Ethan, for having this discussion.
Yeah, and thank you, Jason.
And that concludes this interview between Ethan Infelous and me. You can check his podcast out at winadollar.podomatic.com. I've bothered, I've badgered, and I've verbally abused. I won't bother you all with begging you to email me at applejackg5@gmail.com or vote for me at podcastalley.com. I'll try not to seem so desperate. I'd also like to recognize Lucas for sending me an email who says he finds this podcast interesting, and he said he also voted for me on Podcast Alley. All I can say is that he should be a role model for all you listeners. I'd also like to thank Jeff, who said that the rap on last episode was the podcast of the year. You guys rock. You can thank Posting for Pennies for providing today's music. Check them out at www.myspace.com/posingforpennies. Thanks for listening, and I'd be amazed if you're still listening, because this episode is the longest I've ever done. Jason Katz, out.
I've waited all my life for someone just like you. With your charm and those eyes, you made my love anew. Tell me that you want me.